And for three, this one's good. Anderson's first points comes at a critical time, and it's now a tie ball game at 46 apiece. And we have a 30-second timeout called by, I do believe, maybe Harbor Beach. 4:19 left in the fourth quarter. 46-46. We'll stick with you here, as this one has been a back-and-forth ball game. Timeout was called by Ron Ruble and the Pirates. That's just their second timeout. Cass City has called three timeouts in this ball game. So 4:19 left in regulation. Gentlemen, your thoughts.
Coach Ruble's getting a lot of good action on the defense right now. Full court pressure and also trapping defenses in the backcourt. I think he likes that. It's also creating some offensive opportunities for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Just a matter of connecting on it. Cass City has been, like I said, with both teams, really refuse to lose kind of mode. Jack Stern has taken it upon himself that when he sees that opening, he's going on the inside, and he's been rewarding the Hawks with excellent free throw shooting on the inside.
So 4:19 left in the fourth. Cassidy will have the ball coming out of their 30-second timeout on the opposite side of their hoop. Anthus will be inbounding, trying to feed into Cathrell. There's nothing there. Now to get into Horn. Back to Anthus. 4:15 left. Cassidy with the ball, facing a full-court press. Horn against Anderson now gets across the timeline, and we have a reach-in foul called against Harbor Beach. This will be the fourth team foul against the Pirates. It will go against, I do believe that is Michael Anderson. Yes, it is. That's his first. So, Anthus will inbound from midcourt into Hayden Horn's hands in the backcourt. 4:05 left in the fourth. 46-46 tie ball game.
The Hawks are in bonus on the next.
Harbor Beach is in bonus, yes. Stern, top of the key, over to the left wing. Skip pass to Horn down the baseline. He is rejected by bound of the hoop, and he'll go out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball. A little strange.
Hayden will sacrifice his body for anything. I'll tell you what. I know he's looking for a foul on that one, but nobody touched him, and he just went in, just shanked a little bit.
So Mason Yon checks back in, replaces Devin Puff. Out there for Harbor Beach, Mason Yon, Michael Anderson getting the inbound, Parker Yon, Dylan Kadar, and Devin Finkel. For Cass City, Ruble, Horn, Cathrell, Stern, and that would be number three, Schenk. Anderson, top of the key. He hit that three to tie this one up. Down to the low block to Jan. In for two, and Harbor Beach has their first lead in a long, long time early in the second quarter. Mason Jan now with 5 points in this quarter for 15 of the night, 48-46. Cathrell in transition. The floater's in for two, and we're tied at 48. 3:15 left in the fourth quarter. It's another timeout called by Cass City. We'll take a short break. It's 48-48, 3:15 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk 48-48, coming out of a full timeout from Cass City. Harbor Beach on offense. 3:15 left in the fourth quarter. Cass City just has one timeout left. Harbor Beach with three. Harbor Beach in the single bonus. Devin Finkel at the right wing, being guarded by Schenk. Top two, Mason Yon at the right elbow, dribbling against Cathrell. Down, and they steal it away. Stern with the quick hands. Here's Cathrell in transition. And this one, no good. Rebound Anderson for Harbor Beach. That's the seventh turnover for Harbor Beach on the night. Harbor Beach with their first rebound in this fourth quarter. Jan goes down the left side of the lane. This one's too strong. Rebound Devin Finkel on offense to Parker Jan. Foul against Cass City is going to be on the floor before the shot was good from Parker Jan. This game absolutely has no rhythm, John. 2:32 left in the fourth, and I'm struggling because of it.
Luke Stern just picked up his third foul.
And Parker Jan at the free throw line shooting 1-1, I do believe. Has not attempted a free throw tonight. That's the seventh team foul against Cass City.
It's the first bonus of the night.
Yes, it is. It's a JV and varsity. And the first free throw is good, so he gets a second. Now Harbor Beach back out on top, 49-48. Parker Jan has 6 points. Three in the first quarter, a field goal in the second, now one free throw in the fourth. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound Cathrell for Cass City. Cathrell trying to run this one up as fast as possible. He's now at the right wing to Rubel for three. Right wing, he got it! Callan Rubel with 11 points gives Cass City the lead back by two, 51-49. He's done it all season. That's his third three tonight. Anderson at the right elbow, down the left right side of the lane. This layup's no good, but he gets his own rebound. Harbor Beach getting bailed out on the offensive rebounds, and we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel with 2:04 left in the fourth quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. 51-49, Cass City leads by 2 points with 2:04 left in the fourth quarter.
It's like a second Christmas. Tax season comes around, most of us already have planned what we're going to do with it. Maybe pay off an old debt or get some new toys. But what about updating that kitchen you've been talking about? Or some new cabinets for the bathroom? Let D&M Cabinet Shop help you create something special. Take your hard-earned dollars and put it into an investment that will last.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Prairie Road.
Four left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach coming out of a 30-second timeout. They have two remaining. Over to Anderson in the left wing. Trailing 51-49 to Cass City in Cass City. Dylan Kader at the right wing. Evan Spaglinski's back into the ball game, down to the right block. Skip pass over to Anderson, left wing for three. In and out, no good. Rebound is still loose. And looks like there's going to be a foul against Dylan Kader as Landon Schenk was fouled. So Dylan Kadar picked up his second there, team's fifth. So a couple more to give there for Harbor Beach. And so Mason Jan sits down, Evan Spaglinski sits down. Now going for offense for defense, defense for offense now for the Pirates.
Harbor Beach has one to give before the Hawks start shooting.
1:45 left in the fourth, Cass City 51, Harbor Beach 49. 1 minute, 40 seconds left in regulation. Hayden Horn over to Stern, and he threw it right out of bounds. And that'll be the fourth turnover in this quarter alone, 8 on the night. So Harbor Beach with the ball back, trailing just by 2 points, 1:37 left.
Playing a little offense for defense. Smaglinski just checks in.
As well as Mason Jan. Replaces the Devins. Anderson to Mason Jan, right at midcourt. Left to right across your radio. Harbor Beach going to the right basket. Dylan Kadar against Rubel, down to Smaglinski. This tipped away, but Parker Jan scoops it up. Mason Jan down the baseline. Off the glass, no good. Smaglinski gets his own rebound. Loose ball still, and Rubel has it. And it's going to be a foul against Harbor Beach. And we'll see who this goes against. And it goes against number 24, Parker Jan. So that's just his second, team six. So both teams now in single bonus. Smaglinski sits down, Mason Jan sits down. The Devins back in. Luke Stern will be inbounding with 1:17 left for Cass City with a 2-point lead, 51-49. Stern to Cathrell, back to Stern. Dribbling, gets a full court press over to the right wing to Anthus. Anthus dribbles into a trap, picks up his dribble. Over to Hayden Horn. Horn at the right wing, dribbling. 1 minute left. Devin Finkel nearly got the steal. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch, Devin Fingle with a hustle play, but regardless, Cass City ball.